Welcome everyone to the WBAI LSB Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBAI LSB Treasurer, and I'm also the chair of this local finance committee. And the first thing we have to do is take an official attendance, a roll call, to absolutely guarantee we have a quorum. So please answer up again when you hear your name, Jack DePalma.
I'm here.
William Heerwagon.
Present.
Noel Jameson.
Present.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin here. Matt Mazza.
Here.
Carolyn McIntyre. Berthold Reimers.
Here.
Doreen Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern. Neil Voss.
Here.
Michael D.D. White. Okay, we have eight, and that gives us a quorum. And so we're going to start things going. And the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to move we adopt the following agenda. And that would be 1, call to order, 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, excused absences, 5 minutes. 5, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 6, general manager's report on WBAI's finances, 20 minutes. 7, general manager presents draft FY22 budget, 30 minutes. 8, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 9, new business, 10, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Okay, that is the motion on the floor.
Move to adopt.
I just made the motion, so.
No, second.
Is that Michael White?
That's Michael White.
Okay, I'll put you in as attending then. Okay. Next thing. All right, Berthold, you wanted to make an amendment to that?
I just had to add 30 minutes if needed to discuss the budget. After.
All right, so you're going to want to make that after General Manager's report on FY22 budget.
Art Paul, I'm here. Art Paul?
Yeah, I got it. Hold on. All right, so after General Manager presents the FY22 budget, what do you want to call this thing? Questions on the budget?
Yeah, discussion
okay.
Of the revenue side of the budget, because expenses, I need to do a little more work next to each other so that we can compare last year to this year. So just on the revenue side.
All right, so it becomes to add after General Manager presents FY22 budget, the item questions on FY22 budget for 30 minutes. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any debate or amendment on this amendment? Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote? All right. Is there any objection to adopting this amendment? Hearing none, it's adopted. Now I gotta plug it in so that I don't skip over it later. Okay. See how that goes. Okay, so we've amended the budget with that. Is there anything else anybody wants to talk about or make an amendment for regarding the agenda?
Paul, I want to say I'm here.
Okay, Jeffrey Stern is here. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Let me ask, is Pat Logan here?
Yes.
Ah, good thing I asked. Is Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Serene Roberts here? Okay. And we have some new people coming in here. Maria Skelton, John Hoffman, and Sarah Kleppner. You're all still here, I think, right? Okay. All right. We have adopted this agenda. So the first thing we're going to do up here is identify a timekeeper. And who would like to be the timekeeper? Jeffrey?
I may not be able to stay for the whole meeting.
I cannot hear you, Jeffrey.
I'm not sure I can stay for the whole meeting, but I'll do it until I have to leave, okay?
I'll do it. This is Jack DePalma. I'll get my timer.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so Jack DePalma.
Yeah, here it is.
We'll keep time.
Just tell me what the timing is.
Okay, right now we're on Identify Timekeeper, and this entire part of the agenda is 2 minutes, and it's probably nearly up. And I'll just ask, is there any objection to Jack DePalma being the timekeeper for the meeting? Hearing none, he's the timekeeper for the meeting. And the next thing is excused absences for 5 minutes, but we're not going to use it because I'm not seeing any. I'll check again right now. I'm not seeing any excused absence requests. So we'll just note that there aren't any and move on. Okay. The next item is Treasurer's Report, and that's what I will give. So, all right. This is going to be not that different from the written Treasurer's Report that I sent off to the LSB a week ago. But here it is. At the August 10th NFC meeting, we were told that the FY20 audit will really be sent to the Attorney General's office that week. The IRS 990 forms were also ready to be sent in, and this is done before the August 16th deadline, and I'm informed that we, in fact, did that. So Pacifica sent in all its stuff, and we can breathe a sigh of relief that we've got these audits and the 990 IRS forms in. And it's the first time Pacifica's been this legal in 7 or 8 years. According to the National Educational Telecommunications Association, NETA, WBAI shows a net deficit of about $12,500 for the period ending June 30th, 2021. A year ago, the deficit was about $176,000. Of course, BAI has gotten about $300,000 extra from bequests and the Paycheck Protection Program plan, PPP, from that loan, which was forgiven. And at this time, the NETA and the WBAI general manager are not at all far apart on what the amount of WBAI's deficit is. Of course, that's subject to the general manager reporting that there's a big difference if he wants to. I don't know. That's information as of days ago. The NFC has not adopted a timeline for the FY22 budgets. Undoubtedly, they're all going to come in late again, and that's going to be life. I put out a written treasurer's report, and there's some stuff in there about the sale of the building that used to be KPFT's headquarters. People might want to look at that because it's interesting how large amounts of money get handled in Pacifica. And it's, FYI sort of thing. And very good news, the second PPP loan has been forgiven. which was expected, and that converts the loan from a liability to revenue. And so BAI has revenue of about $94,000 from that second one, and that's a good thing. The revenue from two forgiven PPP loans is going to make things look even better financially throughout Pacifica, but it's money that's fallen out of the sky, as are the is the 200 grand or so that is a bequest for BAI. So BAI especially is getting money falling out of the sky. It's unlikely we're going to get such windfalls again, and in a little over 6 weeks, Pacifica starts FY22. So FY21 is going to be an anomaly. We're going to have, a total of $2.4 million injected into Pacifica. And even with that, stations aren't doing 100%, aren't doing well. So, looking at WBAI's fundraising performance before the pandemic, we can see that it was not quite adequate. WBAI had six-figure deficits for many years in a row before the pandemic struck, and BAI management needs to get more revenue within the next few months, so the station's going to be adding to its accounts payable at quite a rate, and this could cause more than financial problems. I'll note that other stations are doing badly as well. So WBAI, if it gets into difficulties, may have a problem getting short-term loans from other stations in Pacifica to cover BAI's debts. And that's something to keep in mind. That's why other stations and how they're doing is important for us to know about. And that's pretty much it for the Treasurer's report, except to say the next regular NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, August 24th, 2021 at 8:30 p.m., and that meeting will be held by teleconference. Okay, that's the Treasurer's report. Anybody got any questions?
James?
Okay, anybody else?
Bertold.
Sue?
Bertold, anybody else?
Noel.
Sue?
Noel? And who's that? Somebody saying Sue?
Right.
Sue, okay.
From KPFK.
Okay. And, all right, we got those four right there. And I'll make an announcement. When we get to the end of that stack, I'll make an announcement about something. Okay. James Sagerton, go ahead.
You got a time frame on this?
Oh, yes. The entire thing, let me see here. The entire thing started at 1921, and the whole Treasurer's report is 15 minutes.
Okay,
so go ahead, James.
You got about 10 more minutes.
Thank you, Paul. I apologize. I wasn't able to hear. You mentioned something about how large sums of money are dealt with at Pacifica. What was the large sum you were commenting on?
The sale of the KPFT building and stuff around it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Next is Bertold.
Okay, so the audit and the 990 file. That's the first question. And then the follow-up with that is, when can we have those official documents so that we can start using those to document or grant writing and all of that stuff?
Let's take a look right now at Pacifica, and the FY20 audit is up on pacifica.org, looking at it, and it says the 990 is temporarily unavailable. But since they did it, I suppose that that just means that somebody hasn't posted it on Pacifica.org just yet, and I'm sure that will get posted up there pretty soon.
Okay, so that makes it official that we can use those documents.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are official. They've been sent in, and I can't imagine that they're posting something different on Pacifica.org from what they've sent to the Attorney General's office. Okay, Noel, you're next.
Yes, Paul, you had indicated that we have received money basically that fell out of the sky, which I would agree. It's certainly not a part of our operating modus to get that money. So my question is, what is there a committee? Is it the National Finance Committee? Who is developing a plan at the local level so that stations become self-sufficient or sustaining?
Well, that's something we should be trying to do. That's part of what we're supposed to be trying to do with the budget and with monitoring what's going on with the various financial things going on locally. So that should be a local thing, although, of course, the NFC and the PNB and Pacifica Management should all be playing a role in this. So we have a role in it too.
We have a role into it. I can appreciate that, and that it should be at the local level. But is that something that the listener board does? Is that the finance committee purview? Is that management?
Well,
how is that being spearheaded? And
of course,
forward?
Management is running the joint, so management has to come up with stuff that they're doing, and they have to figure out what to do. They have the bills in front of them, and they got to pay the bills. They figure out which bills to pay and which bills not to pay, and how to raise money and all of that. And so it really, really starts there, because they have their feet on the ground, so to speak, and then it comes to this local finance committee, which talks to the general manager about the finances. And then we can go on to the local station board, if we have anything to bring there, and see how that goes. And from there, it can go in various different directions, depending on what people want to try and do. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And next is Sue.
Hey, can you hear me? I read online that your bequest and your money from heaven is supposed to go straight to what you owe for central services. Am I on?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
It's supposed to go directly to central services, but BII couldn't have it and couldn't consider it as part of their budget, because it has to go first to pay off central services.
It's got to pass through the budget.
I can answer.
Let Bertold answer how he's. Bertold has to do it, so let him answer. Go ahead, Bertold.
It might have been Lydia's email blast.
Yeah. I'm the general manager, if you don't know. Yes, actually, it goes against central services. All of it. All 200,000 or whatever it is, the amount needed. And in fact, in December, we're going to add another 7,000 to it, whatever the difference was, to make it a full payment of central services here. So the whole, the money was wired automatically to the national office. And the reason why it was wired in two installments is because the Chase did not accept more than a certain amount of money wired in one day.
Okay. Let me ask, Sue, are you asking about the PPP money?
No.
Oh, you were asking about the bequest. So Bertold has answered that. Okay.
Yes, bequest. The PPP money goes straight to the national office, so the patient don't even see that. But the bequest was wired to the national office.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sue, that answered your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Now, at this point, let me say...
William.
Before we go anywhere, let me say... Okay, if you are not a member, you do not have to identify yourself. However, if you want to become a member, you sort of do have to identify yourself because that's the only way we'll be able to mark you down as being here. How do you become a member? You become a member of this august body by attending 3 meetings in a row. And if you attend 3 meetings in a row, you become a member. So
I'm
for that,
KPFK.
You have to identify yourself, and you have to say, yes, I'm this person, and I'm here. All right? So
I'm from KPFK.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
I'm just laying this out because we don't know who's tuning in here, and I see we have other people calling in, and I don't know who they are. They're not all members. And so there we go. I hope I've explained how membership works, and I'll try to do that again before the end of this. And is there anybody else on here besides Maria, John, and Sarah who are not members who would like to become members and therefore want to identify themselves? Hearing none.
I'm going to wipe out that 3 minutes you have left, okay?
No, you were not done yet.
I'll go back to 3 minutes.
Okay. Let me ask, is Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Serene Roberts here? Okay, so Carolyn McIntyre and Serene Roberts are still not here yet. Okay. Here, Wagon, go ahead.
Okay, could you... repeat what you said about WBAI not being able to get a loan from the network again.
Oh, yeah. When we have had problems and needed money fast, sometimes for payroll, sometimes for other debts, and we needed a fast loan, we have always gone to the to Pacifica. And what happens is if the Pacifica National Office doesn't have the dough to give us right away, they ask other stations for the dough to send to us, which has resulted in some controversies at times, and we pay it back mostly. And so the issue here is if the other stations are also in kind of dire straits, if they're not paying their bills, they're not going to be able to help us pay our bills. And so that's why it's important to keep track of the rest of the Pacifica stations, because we're all in this together. Okay?
James for the stack.
You got a minute and a half, Paul.
Okay, James Sagerton, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to add to what you were saying to say that... KPFK has been having extreme difficulties. There was doubt about whether they could make payroll for the two payrolls last month. For the two most recent payrolls, I should say. And in addition to that, their fundraising total yesterday, or maybe it was, I think it was Monday, was only $1,400. They had been averaging $6,500. Prior to that, just recently, they were averaging $11,000 a day. And I hope that the $1,400 is an anomaly. But, yeah, this is just to reinforce what you were saying about the difficulties around the network and difficulty it may reflect back on us eventually.
Yes. We should, of course, all be concerned about the all of Pacifica. But I know that at times people have complained when I talk about the rest of Pacifica, and if I make it something that really, really relates to BAI, people can't really complain about that, I think. But, yeah, we certainly hope that KPFA does better soon because then
K,
we would
K,
have...
K was
say again?
It was K, not A.
Oh, okay. That KPFK...
That's your time. Your time is up.
Okay. The KPFK...
Could I move to extend 2 minutes and ask a small question?
Could I finish saying what I was saying? Yeah, we'll get to you in a second. Anyway, yes, so... yeah, that's an ongoing thing with KPFK with having these difficulties. All right. So you want to make a motion. What's your motion?
2 minutes. I move to extend 2 minutes on the time to answer questions for the for you, Arpal.
All right, okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 2 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, it's extended by 2 minutes. Go ahead, Jack DePalma.
Yeah, I've been looking into the finances of the other stations as well to try to understand. And maybe you could elaborate a little bit more about the Houston station, because I gather that they really don't have a funding a stream. They get money for their transmitter by selling it to another broadcaster, I guess. And the building, so if they sell their building, don't they get that money in their account, I guess? The Pacifica accounting is kind of strange to me. We're independent, but we also pay central services, and we also borrow money, but we don't borrow money because we can't have money. We don't have money, so we have to give central services. Any explanation about that?
Well, okay, they do pitch. They do have on-air fundraising at KPFT. They have had difficulties with that at times. As for their building, this is a little bit of a controversy of is it posted? I mean, before we even get to anything after that, the last thing I heard in the NFC was people demanding that the interim executive director show the posting for the building. In other words, you advertise building for sale, and people weren't seeing that in what they thought was an adequate amount of places. So there's an issue there. Now, when the building is sold, KPFT is going to need to get dough out of that. And they're going to have to pay some. I think there are some taxes they have to pay out of that. I'm not sure about that, but there's something about taxes with it too. But yeah, they should get it, and we'll see how this is handled. Handling something like this is certainly something that's happened before in Pacifica, and has left people at the stations involved disgruntled. So we'll leave it at that, I think. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Are we out of time, I think?
About 50 seconds.
Does anybody have 50 seconds worth of stuff they want to do?
Yeah.
If
Bertolt.
Go ahead, Bertolt. You got 50 seconds.
So just to be very precise, on June 16th, 2021, we sent $100,000 to Pacifica, and then on June 17th, another $100,000. I just skipped the record.
Yeah, I think we covered that.
I was giving you that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's 2 minutes, by the way.
Say again?
That is 2 minutes.
Okay, that's our 2 minutes. Unless somebody wants to extend, we're going on to the next thing. Okay, we're going on to the next thing.
I move to extend 1 minute. I want to ask the GM something.
So, Rena, I'm going to be doing my report. Is that...
Okay, motion is to extend 1 minute. Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, she wants to talk to the to the general manager, not the treasurer. There's a treasurer's report, right, Arpal?
Yeah. Okay, you have stuff for the general manager?
I have a question about the statement the general manager just made.
Is there any objection to this 1 minute extension?
No. Nope.
Hearing none. It's we're extend for 1 minute. Go ahead.
So the $200,000 that you said you sent to National, that's $200,000 out of what amount owed? You're very distant.
Huh?
Can't hear you clearly.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thanks.
So, our central service is 1689 per month. So that's $202,680. So the difference is, second, what I said. The difference is $2,680 that I'm going to wire to them on September next month, and then that would be the total central service. Our central service is $202,680. It's $1,689 per month.
Okay, so you're saying next month will be even?
Yeah, next month will be $2,680 in the
event. Time's up.
And that's time. Okay. Unless somebody else wants to make another motion to extend, we're going to go on. Okay, next item, General Manager Report on WBAI's finances. Go ahead, Bertolt.
You want to do 30 minutes?
Yeah,
start to 30 minutes at this point.
I'm going to try to make it short so that maybe if we have need more time for the budget, we'll go ahead and do that. So
I'll let you know.
As of right now, today, $7,046.43 in the account. Our total payable, our profit and loss is shown. I mean, you heard it from Netta. We have about $12,000 of deficit. Yes, indeed, our numbers and Netta's numbers are pretty close to each other, besides the cool of items we don't do, because I'm not really doing accounting. I'm just doing cash flow management, and they're doing the actual accounting. So the accrual of certain expenses, interest and stuff like that, I don't do. So $12,500 divided by 10 months, this is about $1,250 we are up from Netta, plus or minus. I may say maybe my numbers show something slightly different than Netta's, but overall, up to June, our numbers are match. I sent you the outstanding payables, which is still about $1 million from way back then, like 6 months, a couple of years back. The bottom line, though, is it's actually $1,064,587.03. A lot of them have to do with money we owe Central Service and specifically with the archives from over, like, 2 years ago. However, as far as the payables, the items that are the most important to pay attention to right now are: we owe four times square $16,000 for today, for this month. Four times square is the tower where we have our antenna. $16,290.61. We need to pay that to catch up before the next month comes in. And then we have about 2 months of 3 months of healthcare bill back currently. And that we need to pay. Besides that, we are more or less, we also $5,300 in rent, rent of the space we are right now. So that's basically it. We have outstanding premium, we have paid a bunch of them, and then they're coming in. And then the idea is even if we don't have money, we still have to go out of our way to get premium to ship out so that people can continue to buy premiums. That's basically it, really. I sent the documents, our profit and loss apparently is about at $35,000 because the month of July was a pretty rough month. We have two rough months out of the year. that, you know, our system hasn't worked that well. We had February and July where we have made February and July where in February we had we brought in a very small amount of money. In February, we bought in $51,000. And then in July, we bought in $68,000. And it all has to do with available premiums and things like that, that sometimes we need to have a rest to regroup so that and get more premiums. And the idea is hopefully we have more producers also participating in that process. That way, we'll have more variety and we never run out of fresh premiums. I think I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm going to leave the door open for people to ask questions. But to answer some of the questions that Noel had, which were very pointed questions, and then as a matter of fact, that's the question to ask. I'm working on podcasting because this network has been talking about podcasting for the past 7 or 8 years, and based on some issues with the legality of podcasting and music in the podcast, we have stood still and have not done a damn thing. But I've had a few interns and people helping. Podcasting is basically taking out your show and removing the music and removing something and curating it so that it can go into a podcast. So we are dealing with that right now. We don't have to have any music in the podcast. And we think the podcast is the way to go. Our podcasts are going to be free, but we're going to have extra content that the producers are going to agree to produce every 2 months or 2 weeks, extra things that people can subscribe to. I also have a podcast contract for advertising on podcasts. By the way, for some of you are, you know, worried about advertising, yeah, we can do advertising on podcasts. We cannot do it on the air. And that have been reviewed by lawyers and things like that, and it takes a long time to go through that. Well, we should be able to have advertising on the podcast and generate money per show, for specific shows. There's a bunch of people who meet together and talk about ideas for fundraising. There was a fundraising committee, and then I think that fell apart. There were some political issues going on, and so that stopped. And I did put out a request for grant writers, pro bono grant writers. And before the end of my report, let me just read a few answers to you, from the grant writers. Grant writers, they may call me, Zamir called me, Joanne Mann says you must pay to have a good good grant writer. There's this guy Bob who says his family, whose husband made his fortune in garment business, left her money for millions for her tax because WBI and WBI producers never advertised that they could leave their money, people can leave their money for them, that producers and management should do that. And she left it for her cat, and her cat died, and all the money went to the state. So these are the kind of things that instances I'm dealing with. Some people say, you know, bring in the old guys, they know what they're doing better than the new generation. Stuff like that. I do answer them, by the way. I see the old generation that lost the building. So that's basically it. I'd like to be open for questions in that segment of 30 minutes and then go into the budget, because I really spent a lot of time in the budget, really, and to try to present to you.
Bertold, that 30 minutes is for the budget discussion. Now, if you're done, we can start with questions regarding your report just now. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Let me start out with first, again, some of the stuff we've gone over already in the past, Bertold. Podcasts, as I've said, the Pacifica Affiliates Network has been doing them and offers to help and do them for stations. And you've rejected that. I don't know why, but you've rejected that. So you can't say Pacifica isn't doing anything about it because they're doing them in under Pacifica Affiliates Network. You know, and yes, again, I'll reiterate since you brought it up, if there's going to be advertising, it really has to go through more than just local people. It has to go through Pacifica, anything about advertising on a podcast, because that still would represent Pacifica. People can get pretty touchy about, you know, some topics. And also, you're talking about, you keep talking about premiums. The other thing is, we, perhaps management could consider that if we had enough programming that people would listen to, that there would be more revenue coming in during on-air fundraisers for the programming itself.
You that's know, the 20-minute mark.
Oh, okay. Out of
you've spent 10 minutes, you got 20 minutes left.
Okay. Okay, that's 20 minutes. All right. So that's 20 minutes, and that's the extent of the general manager's report on finance, unless somebody wants to extend this item.
You have 10 more minutes, Paul. 10 minutes is gone from the original 30 minutes, is what
Wait,
I'm saying.
Okay, it's 20 minutes. General manager's is 20
minutes.
Then
you have 10 minutes remaining, if you like.
Okay, so we only use 10 minutes of that?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so we have 10 minutes. Anybody else have any more questions for the general manager or comments on what he said?
Could I ask a question? Jack DePalma.
Well, okay, let's take a stack. Jack DePalma. Anybody else? Oh, I guess it's you, Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bertold, I was kind of mucking around the archives, and I really like what has been built there. I looked at the convenience of using the archives to try to audit through some shows. And it's much easier to work with than previously if you learn how to use the search engine. But one of the things I found missing was that the producers haven't really put any information, any written text to go along with the archival information. It helps bring forth information that people want to share, want to get to, want to listen to. And I always thought that there could be a pay-as-you-go, since this is a finance meeting, a pay-as-you-go way to kind of access the archives if you're not a member. You know, like if I'm a member, I can access the archives. But if I'm not a member, anything about that?
I answer now? Hello?
Okay,
yeah,
Bertold, we hear
you,
but we're also hearing something else. Would people mute if they're not talking right now? Go ahead, Bertold.
Okay, so, yeah, I've been improving as much as I can. The problem, there are two things. One of them is upcoming programs where all producers are allowed to go in, log in, and post a picture and the upcoming program so that people can know what's coming. Then there is also archiving your program so that you can put a little description of what's going on so that when people go in and are searching Pacifica or WBI or Google on the Google search, can pop up. And yes, only maybe 10% of the producers are posting them, which is making it difficult for me when I'm doing my quarterly report to go and report. What takes me another week to do the work instead of one or 2 days. That's the problem. We try to get the producers excited to do this, but you know, sometimes they do, sometimes they forget, sometimes they don't care. We have interns working with some producers. Sometimes I just go in and look at emails and try to enter them into the system myself, but that's like extra work that I shouldn't be doing. And that's basically it. That would increase traffic at WBI, and then hopefully traffic means more listenership, and hopefully more listenership would mean more money. And that's basically how that works. As far as putting all information on the website, that's what we want to do. We want to put all of that on the website. There's an LSB section where Charlotte, LSB, was responsible to upgrade and put all information that they deemed necessary that that has not really been upgraded properly. We're gonna take that over and populate it with information. But eventually in the future, the LSB would have to do that.
Thank you.
That's all.
Hey, Berthold, I'll note that as someone who has posted stuff up there, if you post it, it gets really, really hard for people to find it. So maybe there's a motivation factor there. If you put the work in to put the LSB stuff in the LSB part of WBAI.org, you're kind of guaranteed hardly anybody will ever see it. Maybe nobody will ever see it. So maybe something that allows people to get to it more easily is an idea.
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any other questions for the general manager's report?
James.
Okay. Go ahead, James. Second.
Yeah, Berthold, I'm just curious. Is there a line that we cross at some point with our IRS nonprofit status if we're advertising in podcasts? Have you spoken to anybody about any line we shouldn't cross there?
Nope, there's not.
Okay, thanks.
There was
okay. Berko, was that response that no, there's not a line that we have to watch out for crossing?
Yeah, no, the line that we have to watch out for is a moral compass. But as far as putting advertising on top of that.
All right, Berthold, somebody's tapping keys, and I can't make out what you're saying. So please say again.
Well, the line is for a moral compass, not for legal stuff. Morally, we would not put an advertising by Donald Trump on our podcast and things like that. But the rules basically apply to the rules apply to radio on air. Podcasting is fine. WNYC and all of them are podcasting. No problem.
You got 4 minutes.
Paul, could I have a follow up on that?
Go ahead.
Question.
First of all, I understand that, FCC regulations, nonprofit regulations, make it so that we can't take advertisements on the air. But what I'm asking is, at what point, if we were making a lot of money on advertising on podcasts, wouldn't that be nice? But if we ever got to a point where we were taking in a lot of money from advertising, would that become a profit-making business at some point? Or, would that be, even if it wasn't making a profit, would it cross the line into not being a nonprofit, is what I'm asking.
Okay. I'm going to answer you based on my experience in corporate America. I used to work for a health organization, which was a for-profit organization. They were making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And they paid a lawyer to create a not-for-profit, tax-deductible organization that was the third-party administrator of that organization. And so, there's so many things that, a not-for-profit doesn't mean they don't make money, they don't make profits. It's just not a name. We actually don't make profits. We probably don't plan on making profit. We plan on breaking even. But a not-for-profit doesn't mean that we don't make profit. It's just a stupid name, not-for-profit.
I have a question.
All right. Let's have a stack. So I hear Serene Roberts. Anybody else?
Who
is that?
Sue from KPFK.
Okay, so I have Roberts and who's this other person?
Sue from Kate.
Carolyn McIntyre.
Sue, I hear Sue. And who else?
Carolyn McIntyre. I've been on for a while. Just want to let you know I'm here.
Okay. Okay, you're letting us know you're here. You're not on the stack. Is that it?
Right.
Okay. All right, so we have Serene Roberts and Sue and anybody else on the stack. Okay, so Serene Roberts, go ahead.
What is the status, if you know, Berthold, of the payments for the SCA, for the sidebands?
My understanding is it's a dead issue. Like, I don't think anyone wants to touch it at the national level. So I made my presentation, I made my point, and I left it at that. It's up to the national office, the national CND, and the national office to decide on that.
I'd like to make a motion.
What's the motion?
The motion is that the LSB treasurer is directed to inquire of the interim executive director as to the payment status of the SCA channels, the subcarrier, the so-called sidebands for WBAI's antenna, as to the payment status. Did I stick payment in there before?
So what I have is the LSB treasurer is directed to inquire of the interim executive director as to the payment status of the SCA channels. Is that it?
The payment status of the... Yeah, but actually I should go back, and it is that the WBAI LSB Finance Committee urges the WBAI LSB to direct the treasurer.
That's time.
Okay, the LSB Finance Committee urges the LSB?
Right.
So the WBAI Local Finance Committee urges the LSB to direct the treasurer to inquire
of the interim executive.
Interim executive director as to the payment of the status of the SCA channels.
IED and CFO, actually, because the CFO probably knows more about that.
Minutes is up.
Yeah, okay, let me get this wording in here. We'll deal with this. Okay. this is bizarre, but let's see. The WBAI Local Finance Committee urges the LSB to direct the treasurer to inquire of the interim executive director and interim CFO as to the payment status of the SCA channels.
Yep, that's close enough.
Yeah, I'm always leery about this direct the treasurer to, because then some people will get the idea they can make 86 different motions directing the treasurer to do things, and the treasurer may not think those are good ideas.
Can I amend it?
All right. We need an extension of time at this point if there's going to be an amendment. So make an extension of time, and then you can make your amendment.
Move to extend 5 minutes. Can you hear me? I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
to
we heard you. I don't think you're getting a second.
Yeah, I got to write. I can't write down things as fast as people can say them, so I had to write it down. To extend the time by 5 minutes, is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I object. I think only 2 minutes.
I object.
Okay, that sounds like an amendment. 1 second. Okay, so there's an amendment to make it 2 minutes. Is there any objection to the amendment to make it 2 minutes?
I object.
Oh. All right, so we will now go to a vote on this. And one second while I get my little bureaucracy going here and put the date in on the form.
When was bureaucracy ever little?
Okay, and so let's extend 2 minutes, and we'll spend more than that. Okay. All right, the motion is to extend, it's an amendment. There's a motion to the floor to extend the time for 5 minutes. This is an amendment to make it 2 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
I'm going to say no, because I think the whole thing's a waste of time.
Wait a minute, didn't you just make the amendment? No,
yes,
not you. Okay. All right, no. William Heerwagon.
I'll say no, so it'll go to 5 minutes.
Noel Jameson.
I'll say no.
Pat Logan.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Skip me for a moment. Matt Mazza. What was that, Matt? Matt, you said something. I can't hear you. Oh, Matt, come on. I'll
yes.
come back to you. Yes, okay. Yes. Carolyn McIntyre.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, yeah.
I'm voting no.
That's a no. Bertold Reimers.
Abstain.
Abstain. Serene Roberts.
No on 2 minutes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey, are you here? May have left. Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
Okay, are there... Let's see, those are the members. Let me go back. For me, I will abstain. And then, Jeffrey Stern, are you here? No reply. And are there any LSB members who are not members of the committee who are on this call? Hearing none. The vote is 2-4, 6 against, 3 abstentions, and that means it has failed. So let me write that down. Okay, and what was that? 2-6-3. All right, so that has failed. We're going back now to 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
I object.
Okay.
I object, yeah.
Okay, so we have objections. This is good. Okay, this is life. All right.
Roll call?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me get this down here so there are no complaints. We are being inaccurate. Okay. The motion now is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
No to extend.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Noel Jameson.
No.
Pat Logan.
No.
R. Paul Martin. No. Matt Mazza. Was that a yes, Matt? Okay, Matt, you come through with a fraction of a second and I can't make it out.
Yeah.
That was a yes from Matt, I think. Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Berthold Reimers.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern. Not answering. Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
Okay. And okay, Jeffrey Stern, you're not here. You've left. And we'll figure there's no more. Are there any other LSB members who are not members of the committee who are present? Okay. Motion fails by a vote of 3-4-6 against, 2 abstentions. And we're going on to our next item as soon as my mouse works. Okay, one second.
We have a motion on the floor. We have to vote on the motion.
Yeah, give me a second. Okay, so we have this motion, and that's what we go to now. The motion is, the WBAI Local Finance Committee urges the LSB to direct the Treasurer to inquire of the Interim Executive Director and Interim CFO as to the payment status of the SCA channels. I don't know what it, okay, I'm not going to say anything because it could be considered debate. All right. We have to go to an immediate vote on this, but I'll ask, is there any objection to passing this motion?
I object.
There's an objection.
I object.
Okay, let's go down. Pardon me. Let's see. Going to another one here. Okay, so I'll read it again. The WBII Local Finance Committee urges the LSB to direct the Treasurer to inquire of the Interim Executive Director and Interim CFO as to the payment status of the SCA channels. Please answer up when you hear your name, Jack DePalma.
No, thank you.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Noel Jameson.
Yes.
Pat Logan.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Skip me for the moment. Matt Mazza. Matt Mazza? Hey, Matt, you're coming through with a fraction of a second of sound. I can't tell if it's yes, no, or abstain. Matt?
Yes. Yes.
No. Matt Mazza, no. Carolyn McIntyre.
He said yes.
Matt, what are you saying? Yes or no?
You said yes. You can't hear me?
No, we can't. I can't hear you.
I hear you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear him before. I hear him now.
Well,
all right, Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Berthold Reimers. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
And going back to me. Okay, I'll vote no. And Stern, you're still not here.
Yes.
Okay, are there any WBAI LSB? Are there any? Okay, who's talking over me while I'm trying to run this?
Yes.
Vote. Trying to run a vote. Please, everybody.
Everybody is trying to be heard.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern, are you there?
Yes, I said yes.
And you're voting yes. Okay. Are there any LSB members who are here who have not voted? Hearing none. All right. The total is 5-4, 4 against, 3 abstentions, and so this would pass. Okay, 5-4-3, and we'll see how it works. All right. All right.
Arfall, I have a point of personal privilege.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Somebody's got wind. It sounds like wind blowing over a microphone. It's making it very difficult to hear. Could people mute when they're not speaking? It's gone.
Yes. Please all do
Thank
that.
You.
I mean, it makes it very hard to hear. Okay. The next item on the agenda is...
Time frame.
Next item in the agenda is a general manager presents the draft FY22 budget. 30 minutes. Okay, Bertold, it's time
ready?
For you to start in on the FY22 budget again. Go ahead.
Okay, so I presented an FY20 very, very, very first draft to you a month ago or 2 weeks ago. And on feedback, I just went to get some adjustments. And I also, based on the Delta variant and all of these things, I made some adjustments. So before we even go to the budget, I just wanted to read what I sent to the committee to explain the adjustment. I eliminated the community event. $43,000 of revenue I wanted to add in the budget, I removed that. We had a Guarino opening of a premiere of a movie next month. That usually brings about $12,000. We have about 3 SOBs events. That totals $17,000. So that would have been like $28,000 right there. And that's not counting the small events at the Common. So that is being eliminated because we keep on having the alpha, beta, delta variant, so we have no idea what's going on. Even though they're opening the theaters in New York City, it seems to me that they're going to close them. So I'm going to assume also that the David Rottenberg theater tickets of $60,000, we are not going to make that money. So I took that out. So I took out $42,000 and then $60,000 out of our revenue. Then, I also eliminated our website income because we are doing fundraising constantly, daily. So the ability to differentiate between website income and listener sponsored is non-existent. And then this can become like a double dipping. So I removed that $48,000, and then everything is going into listener sponsored. And then, donation also below $1,000. That was up to $7,000. That all goes on the major donor. So I removed that also. So with that said, this changes bring our listener support at a net of $1,015,596, and the total revenue net. Adding everything, grants and all that stuff, at $1,337,055.00. As you can imagine, the deficit that was initially projected at $134,890 is now projected at about $301,000, adding those that hundred and something thousand here, $301,583. That assumed no major grants or bequests. I took out all the major bequests that we had last year because normally you do your budget based on what you had last year, so I would normally add another $200,000 of bequests. I took that out of our revenue. We cannot count on bequests, although we have them regularly. The grant writing campaign, since our financials were in disarray, we never had a consistent and a reliable grant writing any effort going that way. So therefore, we're going to assume that we're not going to get that much grant. This is the political part. I understand that a $300,000 deficit is not acceptable to this committee or to the Pacifica National Board or whomever it is. But you cannot honestly ask me to give you an honest budget, also ask me to balance it. As you can see, I decided to have a whole new 2 weeks or 3 weeks left before we get to our next meeting and discuss the expenses, which are almost usually the same. But discussing the revenue, I believe it's easy, and I'd like to be able to discuss it. And almost if not vote on it today, definitely vote on it at our next meeting. So voting on this on the revenue does not mean you're voting to say that this budget is acceptable. It's just saying that you're voting to say that the numbers I'm presenting are reliable. I'm not beefing up the numbers, or I'm not under projecting, and then they are reasonable numbers. So that's what I wanted to do first, to talk about that. So now, let's go to the budget.
All right, but Bertold, hold on. All right, so you've read your email to us and all of that, and did you say you were making a motion in the middle of that?
No.
No, you're not. Good, because that would be bad. No. All right, now you're going to really talk about the details of the budget. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. I made a motion until, because motions, pigeonhole you into formality as opposed to talking about the numbers very loosely and with question and answers. So now let's go to the budget. The budget that I sent you, I'm projecting $1 million of net listener revenue support. I'm projecting $17,000 of corporate match. The BI Buddy is definitely $180,000. As a matter of fact, the BI Buddy is closer to like $18,000 a month times 12 months. So that would be a lot more than $180,000, but I'm under projecting that. As a matter of fact, for example, this month we had a BI Buddy. There was a problem with Allegiance, and they did not process our buddies for 7 days, and then our buddies went to 11,000. But we caught that up, and then we are billing those in August. So our August numbers are going to be higher, a lot higher. And our July number was 11,000. But it averages 18,000. So that $180,000 is under-projected. Interest income is almost more or less the same, $6,960. And our major donor, $57,000. I expect that to be higher, but I'm just going to leave it at that. So far, prorated major donor. We'll go to that afterwards. Car donation, I projected to be $2,400. $2,400. And then grant and bequest, I'm projecting that to be $35,000. Okay, now, if you look at next to those numbers, 2021 prorated, that means I took those numbers up to July. I multiplied them by 10. I divided them by 10, multiplied them by 12. So prorated projection is to raise $1.6 million this year. Obviously, there's a problem with that. So basically, prorated...
Bertold, let me interrupt you 1 second. That's not 1.6, at 1.069, right?
No, 1.6 million. 2021 prorated.
Oh, you're down at line 27. You should say a line number.
Yeah, 27, 480, right? I'm trying to figure out if I hid some things from you. Co-rated is 1.6 million. But frankly, the 21 budget really adjusted is you know, would be different. I will go into the P&L for that so that I can discuss that. Okay, so the project I went for $6 million. So now let's go into the P&L. The P&L that I sent, it says 2020-10-01 to 2021-07-31 income statement. Okay, if we open that and go all the way to the end, column L, M, and N.
Yeah, I think we're there, Bertolt.
Yeah, I think I lost what I.
Okay.
I think I lost the what I. Hold on a second. Okay, so if you take a look at that, right, you will see in my revenue. The prorated 2020-2021 is about $1.5 million, but the prorated adjusted revenue is about $1,061,283. Why is that? But if you take a look at you know, the grant line, prorated would be $119,000 we are projecting to raise. So I remove all the grants and all the PPP loans, and so that would be $6,588. And it's the same thing for the same thing for the bequest. It's the same thing that I use for the grant. Line 17 and line 19. So what I did is I removed the major bequest, and so therefore prorating it brings us to a revenue that makes a lot more sense.